Is it too late to buy Bitcoin in 2025? Now, it won't surprise you to hear me say no. Obviously, I do not believe that it is. However, I want to break down my receipts. I want to tell you why it is not too late. Thank you so much for this question. I think that this is an important one to be asking as we think to ourselves, where the heck do I put my money? It's crazy that we live in a world where we kind of have making money figured out. If, for the most part, I'm going to generalize here, if you want a job, for the most part, you can get one. Maybe not the one you want, maybe not in something you're trained in or passionate about, but there is work you can do, there is value you can provide and receive money for that value for that time, for the most part. But the problem we have is that we've got this money now, and we have to know what to do with it. We have to spend it or we have to save it, right? If you spent every single dollar that you earned, if you spend every single dollar that you earned throughout your lifetime, you would be required to work until literally the day you died. You would have to die working. That is not a life that I think anybody wants. I think all of us want to live a long and good life. If you want to live a long life, it's not going to be good if you're forced to trade your time for money every single day. So we have to agree that we need to save some of it. Unfortunately, every single person on the planet, no matter where you live, no matter what country you live in, is saving in some sort of money that won't last. Historically, there have been exactly zero fiat currencies that have lasted. Historically, there have been exactly zero fiat currencies that have maintained value. This is a problem. Everyone knows. The left knows this. The right knows this. Everybody understands the money we save in isn't good. So what do? Right? Now we have a third problem, investing. And this is where Bitcoin comes in. As you look, where should I invest? You're going to spend a little bit. You're going to save a little bit, but not too much because we don't want it to get eroded over time. So anything you need in the long term, right? You spend for the immediate, you save for the short term, and you invest for the long term. Anything you need for the long term, now you have these insane decisions to make. Where the heck do you invest your money? If you are a believer in real estate, you're going to invest in real estate. If you're a believer in technology, you're going to invest in technology. If you're a believer in oil and gas, you're going to invest in oil and gas. If you like gold mining, gold stocks, right? The list goes on and on and on and on and on. But what if you don't believe in any of those things? Or what if you believe in them, but you don't necessarily trust the people that are executing those businesses, that are executing those visions, those missions? Then where does your money go? Well, now you have to go to a financial planner, some sort of financial investment group that's going to basically provide you a service of picking where your money goes for you. And this phenomena is the reason you aren't too late. Okay, what is the job of a financial planner? Their job solely is to make people's money get launched into the future. Now, there is coming a time very, very quickly where this entire industry is going to realize that Bitcoin is the surest way to launch human value into the future. And I say that because Bitcoin is what I'm going to label as a supreme asset. What is a supreme asset? It is an asset that is objectively better at launching human value into the future. And so we, in my opinion, have never truly seen a supreme asset. If you look over the last 100 years, we kind of had gold, then we kind of had real estate, and now we're kind of trying to figure it out, right? But there has never been a clear, identifiable winner. And I think, at least looking backwards, we could kind of see that gold was going to fail and that housing was going to fail as a savings tool because of some key fundamental flaws. Gold, difficult to spend, difficult to transfer, difficult to authenticate. This makes it problematic, right? It's very durable, has a long history, and it's pretty scarce, but it doesn't make good money because you can't spend it. Housing has the same problem, but in the exact opposite way. It's semi-scarce, although not super scarce, but it's horribly fragile. We don't really have a good way to keep housing alive, and it is terribly stuck in place. You cannot transfer it anywhere. So we kind of have seen society move wealth en masse into these two larger categories, precious metals and then housing, and now it's figuring out where to go. Maybe it's tech stocks, maybe it's AI, maybe it's energy. Where the heck is the supreme asset? And silently creeping up is Bitcoin. We've got this digital, yet somehow scarce, and somehow tied to the real world human energy coming in to the market. Now, currently today, there is $900 trillion of value in the world. The human economic energy is equal to $900 trillion. Very, very simply put, human beings have attributed $900 trillion to the total outputs of the human energy on Earth. Now, what are the outputs of human energy? Literally everything. The screen you're watching this on right now, the camera I'm filming this on right now, the house that I'm sitting in right now, literally all of these things are outputs of human energy. And the cost, the value that we assign to this is in dollars. And in dollar form, as an output of human energy, is $900 trillion. So, as we humans need to find a vehicle to save $900 trillion into the future, we need to find an objectively pure asset. There has to be an objective supreme asset for us to lock this money into, for us to put this value in to make sure it doesn't disappear. Historically, again, we've tried gold, we've tried real estate, and now it is my hope that society tries Bitcoin. And I think third time's a charm. Obviously, we've been trying a little bit more than just three times, but for the last century anyways, third time will be the charm. And so when you ask yourself, am I too late to buy Bitcoin? Well, if you ask me, no. And that's because you're born a century before my great, 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 great grandson. Okay? You've heard me talk about my great, great granddaughter, but probably never my great, 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 great grandson. He's a century away. I'm probably going to miss him. I'm not going to meet him. But he will be trading his time, creating value, and saving that value in Bitcoin. Notice, I didn't say buy Bitcoin. That's crazy. In a century, you won't be able to buy Bitcoin. All of the Bitcoin, for the most part, will already have been mined. 99.9% of what I believe will have captured the entire world's economic value will already be trading in Bitcoin. And the only way to acquire Bitcoin at that time will be to provide value for somebody else so they will give you some of their Bitcoin. That'll be the only way to get Bitcoin in a century. We are in, historically speaking, such a tiny Goldilocks window. Honestly, you are lucky to be alive right now in a time when you can buy Bitcoin. You see right here, it says buy real Bitcoin. You won't be able to buy Bitcoin in a century. That's crazy to me. So are you too late? No, you are perfectly on time. It is going to swallow up at some point in time, probably in the next century, it will swallow up the entire $900 trillion of value that is currently attributed to the human economic capital. Right now it has two, not 200, 2 trillion. Guys, we are maybe 2% of the way there. We are just reaching the starting line. Bitcoin, the Bitcoin bull market, hasn't even begun. You have never seen a Bitcoin bull market like what is about to come. We are seeing the shift in the financial game like we have never seen before. And it is truly my belief, as long as there is Bitcoin for sale on an exchange, you are not too late. If you can trade dollars for Bitcoin, That means Bitcoin has not completed the mission of assigning a digital value to the entire world's economic language. And that, ladies and gentlemen, means you are not too late. So, wrapping this up and rounding it off, if you can buy Bitcoin, you are not too late. It doesn't matter if Bitcoin's 100,000, a million, 10 million, or greater. You are not too late. There is actually no such thing as being too late to buy Bitcoin because Bitcoin is the supreme asset. In the future, everyone will be trading their time, their value for Bitcoin. There won't be such a thing as needing to gamble your money with that third category, that investing category. We'll go back to our roots as a human species. We will be able to work really, really hard to create value, and then we'll have a decision. Do I spend that value or do I save that value? Because at that point in time, money will be fair. Money will be open. Money will be transparent. Money will be deflationary. And we won't need this illusion of investing for the future because your money will have investing built in to the protocol. So it is my personal belief that you are never too late to buy Bitcoin. You can clip this. You can show this to me in 50 years on whatever AI glasses we're wearing at that time and whatever AI metaverse that we might be sitting in at that time. And you can tell me I was right or you can tell me I was wrong. But I will stand behind this very point. Bitcoin is the supreme asset of the planet. And holding anything else is a liability for your future. Thanks again for joining us on Ask a Bitcoiner. I think that this is going to be a tremendous series. If you have questions for a Bitcoiner, my name's Adam. I founded Bitcoin Well. I'm currently the CEO of Bitcoin Well. And we love Bitcoin. We love helping people replace their bank with their Bitcoin wallet. We're live in Canada and the USA. You can send me a question to ask@bitcoinwell.com. You can reach us on Twitter @BitcoinWell or on X @BitcoinWell. And you can send us a DM, your question there. I will be answering all of the questions that we get over this series. Thank you so much for watching. Remember to buy real Bitcoin at BitcoinWell.com.